not on acres, that are actually in production, but rather on historicals. Just because we have these planting deadlines for crop insurance passed, one thing we don't want is for people who couldn't get in for corn to get in on beans just to be able to collect the MFP. That risks giving us an even bigger glut of soybeans. That is a distortion in the market that we would not have if we based this program on historical acres.